We are still at war, still every bit as much at war now as we were in November 1942. Remember those days? Remember Casablanca? No, not Ingrid Bergman, not Humphrey Bogart. Casablanca, the town where boys from 48 states died to secure the invasion of North Africa. There were some who didn't die, but who wished they had, like T5 Harold Ingalls. He was in the Transportation Corps, unloading gasoline from supply ships. No, T5 Harold Ingalls didn't die, but he lost his ears, his nose, and the upper part of his face. Casablanca. Casablanca was the beginning. We went on to Gafsa and Kasserine Pass. Harold Ingalls stayed behind and had three operations on what used to be his face. We went on to Hill 609 and Tunis and Bizerte, and Harold Ingalls had four more operations on his face. Seven operations by the time we were preparing for Sicily. Seven operations by the time he was sent back to this country. Seven operations, and T5 Harold Ingalls from East Roxbury, Connecticut, still doesn't have a face. In Valley Forge General Hospital, they bring him into a ward filled with other men with bandaged faces. He just lies there. He doesn't talk to anyone. He can hear some of them kidding, one even laughing over some joke with a pleasant, tired-faced black lieutenant. He just lies there. Once or twice, the lieutenant smiles at him. But he just lies there, wonders how she can look at them, wants to be sick, wants to die.
All right, all right. I'll get it. Don't rush me.
Would you like some, too? Would you like some beer, too?
No.
You're allowed to have it in this ward, and I'm on my way up to get some. It wouldn't be any trouble.
No.
Okay. If you change your mind, just sing out. I think I owe you an apology.
For what?
For sort of picking you up, trying to start a conversation. You see, when they brought you in this morning, Major Biddle, he's your surgeon, told me you'd been at Casablanca.
So what?
Well, I had a cousin there, in transportation, too. I was wondering if... His name's Turner. Dick Turner.
A lieutenant?
Yes.
He's all right.
Were you in the same company?
No.
But you knew him.
He's all right.
I...
Go away, will you?
I'm sorry. I should have realized you'd be sleepy after that trip.
I'm not sleepy. Just go away. Go away.
First Lieutenant Virginia Turner heard from her cousin yesterday and knows he is all right. But First Lieutenant Turner has a job that must begin by striking up conversations with men who fear they will always be alone now. First Lieutenant Turner, you see, is an Army psychiatrist.